Welcome to this session on building a sub-heavy, crisp transient, dusty mid drum and bass loop in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate jungle and old-school DNB workflow, so we're not aiming for glossy modern polish. We want that slightly worn-in, energetic feel where the break has movement, the sub is solid and mono, and the mids have a gritty, sampled character. Think classic pressure, not over-sanitized perfection. By the end of this lesson, you should have a small session view setup that feels like the foundation of a real track. We're talking breakbeat energy, a proper low-end anchor, some rough texture in the midrange, and enough variation that the loop can breathe instead of just repeating like a machine. First, set the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want the classic jungle pace, 174 is a great default. And as you work, keep one important idea in mind. Think in layers, not one loop. The break, the sub, and the dusty mids each have a job. If one layer tries to do everything, the groove gets cloudy fast. Start by creating a few tracks. You'll want a main drums track, a sub track, a mid bass or texture track, an Atmos or FX track, and a resample track if you want to print the whole groove later. That resampling step is a big part of the old school mindset. Jungle often sounds better once you've committed audio and made some imperfect decisions. Now let's talk samples. For this style, your source material matters a lot. An Amen break is the obvious classic, but think, Hot Pants, Funky Drummer, or any dusty break loop can work well. You also want kick and snare one-shots with natural attack, a simple sub source, and some vinyl noise, room tone, tape hiss, or crackle if you want extra atmosphere. Listen for strong transient information, especially in the break. You want hits that snap, not samples that feel flat and lifeless. If your material is too clean, don't worry, we can add character later. But if the source already has some grit, that's a big advantage. For the break, you've got two main options. If you want to chop it more like an instrument, drag the break into simpler and switch it to slice mode. Slice by transients and keep the voices tight. From there, you can trigger slices with MIDI and build your own pattern. If you prefer a more raw approach, leave the break on an audio track, split it into regions, and rearrange the hits manually. A classic jungle pattern usually has a snare that really speaks on the backbeat, plus ghost hits, little pushes, and break fragments leading into the main hits. Don't over-quantize everything. One of the most important coach notes here is to let the break breathe. If every slice lands perfectly on the grid, it can lose that human swing that makes old-school DNB feel alive. Try leaving one or two slices a little early or a little late. That tiny imperfection can make a huge difference. On the break track, a simple stock processing chain can go a long way. Try EQ8 first, then drum bus, then saturator, then compressor. Use EQ8 to clean up any rumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz, and if the break feels muddy, dip a bit in the 200 to 400 Hz range. If it's too sharp, tame the top end gently around 5 to 9 kHz. With drum bus, keep it tasteful. A little drive, a little crunch, and a bit of transient enhancement can make the drums pop. If you're using the boom control, be careful, because the sub is going to live on its own track. Then add subtle saturator drive for that dusty edge, and finish with light compression just to glue the hits together. We're after energy, not smash distortion. Now for the sub, this part should be simple, mono, and rock solid. Operator is perfect here. Load a sine wave on oscillator A, keep the voices mono, and avoid overcomplicating the tone. The sub should support the groove, not fight the drums. Keep the note pattern simple at first, maybe following the kick rhythm or using a root note pedal with a few syncopated moves. In the sub chain, use EQ8 to remove anything you don't need, saturator for a tiny bit of translation on smaller systems, and utility to keep the width at zero. That mono commitment is important. In drum and bass, the low end needs to stay focused. If the kick and sub are competing for the same space, shorten the note lengths, tune them to work together, or carve a little space with EQ. That relationship is one of the biggest keys to a convincing foundation. Next, we build the dusty mids. This is where the personality really comes alive. You can get dusty mids in a few ways. One way is to duplicate the break and process the copy differently. High-pass it so you're focusing on the mid and upper texture, then use auto-filter, saturator, and a light touch of redux for that old sampler feel. A little bit of bit reduction and downsampling can give you grain without turning the sound into mush. Another approach is to build a mid-bass layer with operator or wave-eatable, maybe starting from a saw or square bass tone, then filtering the lows out, adding saturation, and resampling the result to audio. Once it's printed, chop it into rhythmic phrases. That gives you a more produced mid layer, but you can still make it sound rough and sampled. And here's a great old school trick. Resample the whole loop. Print your drums, sub, and texture together onto a new audio track. Then slice that printed result and reuse tiny fragments as fills, hits, and atmos details. This can create a really cohesive, glued-together feel that's hard to fake with MIDI alone. Now let's tighten up the transients. In jungle and old-school D&B, crisp transients are everything. They're what make the track punch through. You can shape that with sample choice, clip gain, simpler envelopes, drum bus, compressor, and EQ. If a kick or snare feels dull, tighten the sample start so the transient happens immediately. If needed, layer a very short click or rim on top, but keep it low in the mix. The goal is to sharpen the hit, not just make it louder. A useful EQ trick is to gently boost around 2 to 5 kHz for snare crack, or around 6 to 10 kHz if the hats need air. If the drums are boxy, cut some 250 to 500 Hz. But remember, the strongest transient control often starts before the plugins. Good sample selection and careful gain staging are huge. At this point, your groove should start feeling like a real jungle loop. Use Session View to organize it like a performance tool. Build clips for your main drums, a break variation, a sub-pattern A and B, a mid-texture, and a few FX hits or reverse sounds. Then arrange scenes, so you can move from intro to main groove to variation to a breakdown or drop entry. This is where Session View is really useful. You can test combinations quickly, compare variations, and see how the groove evolves when you remove a hat, add a fill, or shift the bass rhythm. A strong jungle loop isn't just about the notes. It's about density and contrast. Sometimes the most effective move is not adding more, but dropping something out for a bar so the next hit lands harder. On the arrangement side, think in 4-bar and 8-bar cycles. A simple way to keep movement is to alternate the sub articulation every 4 bars. Keep the same notes, but change the note length or glide slightly in the second phrase. You can also add ghost bass notes, very short low notes before the main hit, to create momentum without crowding the mix. Another nice technique is to split the break into rolls. Let one group handle the main groove and another group only handle fills and turnarounds. That makes arranging much faster. You can also automate sample start offsets very slightly so repeated hits feel less static. Tiny changes like that add life. For the atmosphere layer, keep it tight and filtered. Short rooms, filtered echoes, reverse tails, and vinyl noise work better than huge lush reverbs in this style. If you want extra pressure, print a small room impression, filter the return heavily, and resample it. That gives the track a physical, sampled feel instead of a sterile digital one. When the core idea is working, glue the whole thing carefully on the master or group bus. Keep it restrained. EQ8 for small corrections, glue compressor for just a bit of cohesion, saturator for a touch of color, and limiter only to prevent clipping while sketching. Don't crush the track too early. Drum and bass needs headroom, especially in the low end. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the sub too complicated. Don't overprocess the break until the transient energy disappears. Don't let the kick and sub clash. And don't clean away the rough edges that make the loop feel like jungle. If everything becomes too polished, the track loses its identity. The dusty character is part of the vibe. Here's a really useful check. Turn the volume down and listen again. If the kick and snare still read clearly, the groove probably works. If the sub still feels solid at low volume, your low-end balance is in good shape. And if the mids still add attitude without masking the drums, you're in the pocket. For your practice exercise, build a 16-bar jungle loop using only Ableton stock devices and sampled material. Start with an amen break in simpler, make a mono sign sub and operator, create a dusty mid layer by duplicating and degrading the break, then resample the full groove. Chop a couple of slices from the resample and place them as fills around bars 8 and 16. Add one automated filter sweep, and then listen back on headphones and speakers if you can. If you want to push it further, make 2 versions, one cleaner and punchier, and one rougher and more degraded, like a warehouse tape copy. Then compare them. Which one has the stronger transient impact? Which one has the better mid-range character? Which one feels like a real track foundation? That comparison is a great way to train your ears. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and old school D&B, the magic comes from contrast. Clean, disciplined low end on one side, and gritty, broken mid-range energy on the other. Use chopped breaks for identity. Keep the sub simple and mono. Shake transients with care, and use filtering, saturation, redux, and resampling to give the mids their dust and personality. If you get that balance right, the session starts breathing like the real thing.